How many scars do you have on your body? Maybe a handful? As you scan your body and start counting, you can probably remember what happened to you that caused that scar in the first place. Maybe it was an accident, a wrestling match with a sibling, or a surgery of some sort. But what about the scars that people can't see? The traumas, the challenges, the pain that you still carry with you every day, but is invisible to the naked eye. No one would know about them unless you decided to share your experience with someone else. And let's face it, we all have scars. Some of them run so deep because of how long we've had to deal with them, because of how hard it is to move on and heal. Maybe it's still an open wound, maybe it's fresh, maybe it's still even bleeding. This episode talks about how we can start to heal from those old scars, what we can do to turn our pain into our power, and how letting go of the weight of those wounds can be the key to the lightness and inner peace you've been searching for. This is the final throwback episode of this little break. The new, as in new episodes, is back next week, September 14th. I hope you are all having a blast as we wrap summer up and take a listen to this episode. Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Purpose Filter. I hope you all enjoyed story time last week with Kathy. And if you haven't checked out episode 10 after this one, we used to have this one pulmonary attending in residency who had some really wild experiences in medicine. And we used to call it story time with Uncle Boyd, or at least maybe I don't know who nicknamed it that, but we would pull up a chair around the fireplace and put our elbows on our knees and just listen intently. And, he'd set the scene about how he once had to shove his hand in someone's chest cavity and manually pump the heart to keep a patient from dying. Apologies to those of you who are squeamish, but like I said, he had some wild stories. Anyway, I have another story for you, only it's happening in real time rather than a year and a half ago. So, about a week or 10 days ago, I was having some skin issues and I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to deal with this on my own. I'm going to exfoliate and I'm going to, just heal it on my own. Just thinking that I could just do what I wanted. It was my skin. I knew what I was doing. So of course, I put on some exfoliating lactic acid treatment. And I ended up putting on a lot more than I usually do. And then I was like, you know what? There's some acne there. Let me put on a spot treatment for acne. That started burning a little bit. And then I was like, okay, I should probably take this off, but I want to do it cleanly. So let me wipe it with hydrogen peroxide. As you can imagine, cue burning, redness, pain, weeping on the wounds part, not my part, and a very sleepless night for me. And by the way, I know what you're thinking. Please don't at me. It was 2 a.m. I just discovered Downton Abbey. I know I'm late to the game and I'd binged 3 episodes. And mind you, these are 60-minute episodes. So safe to say I was pretty delirious. So I finally managed to fall asleep. And I wake up to this big, red, gnarly scar right underneath my nostril. And obviously, I freaked out because it's my face. So all these things and thoughts start going through my head, like, is this going to scar? Will I have to buy a tube of concealer for every purse to keep in there for the rest of my life? It's a good thing that we're wearing masks because then no one would be able to see this big honker on my face. Just obviously down the rabbit hole, very mentally kind of catastrophizing in a sense. And, after that initial shock, at this point, it's been about a week. There's been a scab, it's formed, it fell off. I'm putting some creams and Vaseline on it and it's healing. And it's probably too soon to tell what it'll look like. My friend is a dermatologist and says it'll probably be about 3 to 4 months for it to fade away. And I'm like, oh, great. Thank you.
thank you to my past self for making this not great decision for me and for my face. But all kidding aside, this whole experience has got me thinking about wounds and scars and, more importantly, what it takes to heal. We all have scars. There are the ones that we talk about at cocktail parties or point out to a new lover, like show and tell for adults, but with battle wounds instead of our favorite book or a stuffed animal. Like, oh, you know, I got this scar from diving headfirst into a ditch to try and catch a squirrel I was chasing, or, you know, I was fighting with my sibling over the last bite of spaghetti and they elbowed me in the face and that's why my nose is crooked, or here's my surgical scar, or, you know, that sort of thing. And of course, there are other scars and wounds that are too hurtful, too traumatic, too scary, and too shameful to even think of, let alone speak about. But whether we can see them or not, our scars, our wounds, they all carry a story. And it makes me think of the phrase being scarred for life. You've probably heard of it, you know, maybe even said it about something. And sometimes we can be pretty flippant about it and make jokes and say things like, oh, you know, I saw something, let's say it was something cringeworthy, and you're like, oh, it scarred me for life, even though it's probably or clearly an over-exaggeration. Or if you ever think about how anyone who's ever drank alcohol has that one liquor that they just cannot touch anymore. It just cannot pass their lips. The sight, the smell of it just makes them retch, like a Pavlovian response. And everyone has their liquor or their beer or their whatever alcoholic beverage is. You know, it's like, nope, no thank you. You couldn't pay me to drink it because of a previous bad experience. Mine is actually gin, which is a shame since it appears that gin is making a comeback. But you know what? No thanks. Oh, well, I am good. All the more Tom Collins and gin fizzes and Negronis for y'all. But there are so many things and experiences and sometimes even people that truly do scar us for life. And so many of us carry those wounds with us, whether it was recent or from what seems like a lifetime ago. You know, like with my wound, something minor and even silly that I'm talking about here, it took maybe a minute to occur and to happen and to burn my face. And it's going to take months for it to heal and fade away and hopefully not leave a mark. There's no longer an open wound, thankfully, but the scar is there. And it's, you know, kind of like with our patients, if I'm just getting to meet a patient in palliative care, I don't go in full throttle, crack my knuckles and be like, hey, I heard someone here's got a serious illness. Who's ready to talk funeral arrangements? You know, that's ludicrous, which by the way is a common misconception about my field that all we do is talk about end of life and death and dying. So as I said, we do need to address these things, our traumas, the things that are making us uncomfortable. I can't help people live out the remainder of their lives the way that they want to, get the treatment, get the care that they want to, if we can't even talk about the topic of death, dying, or their life in general. Just as we can't heal from our wounds and our traumas by ignoring them or numbing ourselves so we don't feel the scary, uncomfortable, frightening feelings. But there's a way to do so in palliative care, in our own lives, with our own wounds, that to do so in a way that feels nurturing and safe and compassionate rather than overwhelming and unbearable. So one of the things that I thought about a lot in therapy was talking to my past, talking to my trauma and asking it, what are you trying to help me? What are you trying to tell me? How can I help you? And what can we do to help process what's happened in a safe and healthy way? And I think one of the biggest lessons I've had to learn is that my past, my wounds, my scars, they happened. They hurt me on a deep level. They violated my identity, my sense of self. And I suffered for it in one way or another. I internalized it into my identity. And I've had to unlearn what I'm going to share with you now, which is just because it happened to you doesn't mean it is you. If you want to have it define you in a certain way or you wear it proudly, that's another thing. You do you. But just remember that it doesn't have to say anything about you, your character, your values, or your way of life. We do not have to let our wounds or our scars define us. And I think that's also why I'm always constantly inspired by people who have struggled. People have been through some shit and emerged on the other side, bruised and battered and maybe a little bloody and probably or maybe worse for the wear, but at the same time, infinitely stronger for having done so. It's yet another reason why I'm so obsessed with people in general, and probably for that matter, palliative care, just being able to be with these people in this phase of their life. They're people that inspire me, like Amanda Nguyen, who, if you don't know, is an activist who was in college when someone sexually assaulted her. And then she's used that experience to become the founder and CEO of RISE, which is a nonprofit that aims to protect the civil rights of sexual assault and rape survivors. She's passed so many laws through Congress and the Senate. She's addressed the UN. She's even been nominated for a Nobel Prize. Like, how incredible of her to be able to take what must have been an unimaginably painful and traumatic experience for her and turn that into something that can help others in their time of need. And to me, the healthiest way forward is to use the wound that you could never talk about, the one that makes you cry just thinking about it, and to process it and address it and heal from it in a way that you can turn that scar into something you're willing to share with the world. And even if you're not willing to share with anyone, to at least finally get out from the chokehold that it has on your life and to be free from it. And maybe you find the strength or the ability to connect with others who have gone through the same. And maybe you'll be so bold, like Amanda Nguyen, to share your own personal battle scars in service of others. And it's going to take a lot of work to get to that point. Work in feeling our emotions, in grounding ourselves, in slowly unpacking and processing our reactions and our feelings, finding self-compassion and extracting meaning and wisdom from the entire experience, as difficult as it may be. I still have a scar on my face. It's still fresh. And as an aside, trust me, I did not purposefully burn myself to make a point for this podcast. I'm not that dedicated, just a human who makes mistakes from time to time and went a little overboard last week. But, you know, the guilt, the shame, the fear, the anger, the disappointment I felt just with this one tiny little facial burn, like 1 centimeter wound on my face, was something that I had to confront and overcome to be able to let it go, to not hide underneath my mask or to wear a bandage over it and you know, shy away whenever someone asked me about it, or if I thought that they looked at me a certain way to be like, oh, what happened to her face, you know, to heal from it. And wounds and scars will heal, but they'll likely leave a mark. And sometimes you can see it, but even if you can't, you may still feel it, like a piece of a splinter that maybe you got most of it out, but there's still a little bit that remains in your finger. And for me, this is one minor surface level wound, one story. But what if you could do this with all of your wounds? What kind of person would you be without the weight of those scars holding you back from the life that you really, really want? That feeling when you come home after a long trip and you just drop everything, your carry-on, your personal bag, your coat, your shoes, your checked luggage, your socks, you just kick it all off and you just feel that incredible lightness. You know, that lightness and that freedom is available to you, but it doesn't come easily. Just like I have to put special ointments and lotions and sunscreen on my wound, your scars are going to need some TLC as well. You know, go to therapy, talk to your loved ones, find a support group, take some time off, step out into nature, meditate, fuel your body with nutritious food and play and create and unwind. And that's your goal for this week, is to consider your scars, any wounds that might still need some healing, some nurturing, some much desired care. And find one way, just one, that you can help yourself heal. I'll be doing the same.
All right, that's it for this episode. Just remember, you have made it through 100% of your bad days, and everything you've been through has created the person you are today. Be proud of that and celebrate it. If this episode was helpful, send it to a friend, share it with someone you care about so we can help someone else start on their healing journey. I cannot wait to come back next week with new content. And as always, take care of yourselves and take care of each other. See you on the next one.